You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Top skank Scott, he skanks butts. He skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls.
It's not just this scene, all it's showing your radio.
It's scenic drive.
Scotty, scenic drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
I tell you that I've never done you no wrong. So why are you so suspicious? Darling, my love is always being just for you. So why are you so suspicious? And it's a love that'll forever be true. So why are you getting suspicious? I always thought that we would stay together. I always thought that we would be forever. I always thought that you would leave me never.
I'm gonna go. Hey, welcome to the Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Scott T, your host, and I've got a Twitter request this morning to play some stuff, and I was like, oh man, I gotta dig through my dusty, dirty piles of milk crates full of hundreds of ska CDs that I've just sort of thrown away in my closet. And so I found a couple of things that I haven't played in a long time and that I really loved. That was Square Roots. I think they're from the San Francisco area in the mid-90s, as a lot of the newer ska sort of came out in the 90s. The album is self-titled, and it is on Beach Recordings, Beach Records, and that track was called Program Zero. Love that track. Love this band, actually. It's a great album. Really stands up. And then we also had another California band. I've heard they're sort of in the Christian ska zone, but not as obvious as you would expect. And that was Chris Murray, who we all know from the Chris Murray combo and whatnot. And he was doing the lead vocals on that track called So Suspicious, which I think, is that a cover? Can't remember. Anyway, great song. The album's called Checkmate Revelations. 18 scorching cuts of the rudest authentic ska sound. And not sure what label that was. Maybe they just put that out on their own, I believe. Anyway, what I was looking for was the Nods album. I actually couldn't find it, but I found an internet version of it. I don't know if it was Vic or someone from the Slackers decided to release. The Nods, by the way, were the Slackers before they were the Slackers. They were the Nods. I think they talk about it in that Slackers documentary you can watch on the internet. I'm going to play a track called Ray Gun Sally, which is also on a compilation called I can't remember. But anyway, there's so many compilations that came out around 95, 96, 97. This is a great track. It's from it. And it's going out to the Barras Action. And let's get to some music. And I'm also going to play, since, you know, while we're talking about the Slackers, those of you who made it to Pat's Pub on Saturday, what an epic, unforgettable show. Vic Ruggiero of the Slackers solo show, amazing. Just played for like 2.5 hours. He just kept going. At the end of the night, he went over to the grand piano and did some great songs on the piano. Epic show. I haven't had a chance to check on the internet yet, but I saw a lot of phones recording. So just an amazing, amazing night at Pat's Pub. Fantastic. And Kyle Fury with his from the Los Furios sort of mini version, three piece, fantastic. And Devil in the Woodshed, the first time I'd see them, pretty awesome, pretty high energy. Great stuff. Anyway, I stole one of the CDs from Vic because I'd sort of heard that these two guys had done a lot of shows together. And then I'm looking at his merch stuff and I'm like, wait a sec, they have an album together and Asian Man put it out and Mike from Asian Man hasn't sent me this? What a jerk. Anyway, maybe I'm not on the list anymore. I don't know. But I'm going to play this track as well as the Nods. Vic Ruggiero and Kepi Ghoulie of the Groovy Ghoulies. They put out an album quite a while ago called The New Dark Ages. And on Asian Man Records. You should, if you're a fan of the Groovy Ghoulies or a fan of the Slackers or a fan of Vic and Kepi, check that out. So first we got the Nods, then we got Vic and Kepi. Here we go.
Still that day, she happened upon the machine. When it come to rocking, she the queen. I call her up on a Friday night. I go over and she holds me tight. But she lives on the 20th floor uptown. The elevator is broken down. So I'ma walk one, two, fly, three, fly, four, five, six, seven, fly, eight, fly more. Up on the 10th, I'm starting to drag. 15th floor, I'm ready to sag. I get to the top, honey, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she called me up on the telephone. She says, come on over, man, I'm all alone. I said, yeah, that sounds mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with the aching feet. I held out for a couple of days, but I just couldn't stay away. So I'm walking one, two, fly, three, fly, four, five, six, seven, fly, eight, fly more. Up on the 10th, I'm starting to drag. 15th floor, and I'm ready to sag. I get to the top, honey, I'm too tired to rock. Yeah, but I'll try. Chicago for repair. Till then I'm taking the stairs. I hope it don't come too late. Don't want my baby to have to wait. But all the climbing's getting me down. They found my corpse draped over a rail. Cause I was walking one, two, fly, three, fly, four, five, six, seven, fly, eight, fly more. Up on the 10th I'm starting to drag. 15th floor I'm ready to sag. I get to the top but honey I'm too tired to rock. I said I get to the top, but honey, I'm too tired to rock. Whoa, I get to the top, honey, I'm too tired to rock.
Are you sticking around to see what happens? International. be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last. Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
local band The Brass Action. A little track called Smooth Noir from their Hell O'Clock album, which I can't remember. I think they were given away for free on a certain web page. Check out, just Google them, The Brass Action. Maybe that was a limited time offer, I'm not sure. The track Smooth Noir. We also had the Slackers in there with International War Criminal. I hope that was the version you were looking for, Johnny. That was off the International War Criminal EP as opposed to the album version of, what was it on, Peculiar, I think. And then we had Vic Ruggiero and Kepi Ghouli with 20 Flight Rock. I still haven't heard this whole album yet. Yeah, but I'm really excited. I love both those guys so much. It's good to see them both doing some stuff besides their famous bands. We had the Nods to start that set off, Ray Gun Sally. So I was digging through my milk crates full of stuff, and I found a few things I thought I wanted to play. And then this one might skip, so I'm going to wait and test it out before I play it. This band, it's a great band called The Robustos. I'm not sure. I think they were from somewhere back east. I can't remember. Maybe Chicago? I don't know. By the way, the Specials have landed in North America. They are playing Chicago tonight, a sold-out show at the Vic. I see lots of people on the internet asking people on Twitter, who's got tickets? And speaking of that, don't forget, the Commodore sold out so fast here in Vancouver, but there are still tickets available to see the Specials at the Vogue. So what are you waiting for? Just get them. And then those people that do have tickets to Friday night, you're going to go there. You're going to have the time of your life. And then you're going to go, damn it, I want to go tomorrow night too. And it's going to be sold out. So let's make sure that second show sold. I mean, it will sell out. But if you really want to see them, you should see them twice. Just like the old days. In the old days, bands, you know, like King Apparatus and the Cherry Pop and Daddies and even Bad Manners would play a two-nighter at the Town Pump. They do it like a Friday, Saturday, or Thursday, Friday. And seriously, it was the same people both nights. And they're both packed. The good old days. I miss the Town Pump. Man, those were good times. Anyway, the Robustos, I'm going to test out some stuff. But it was on Beatville Records, a really, really cool label that came out mid-90s. The album's called The New Authentic. You may or may not hear something from it. And the other thing I found in this dusty crate was this Vancouver band that I really liked, and they weren't around that long. Same era, I think 97. They were called Speedbore, and I got a demo from them, and the demo's written on this old, you know, Blue Lizard Lounge flyer. It's pretty great. More good old days. And I'm gonna play this for any like Skank and Pickle fans. I don't remember if you remember the old days of Skank and Pickle, but there was two mics in the band originally, and what I'm gonna play is actually the mic that quit the band and hated the band and fought with the band. And there's some other stories too, but I can't tell them on the air. this is a band called Severed Pickle. I'll play that a little bit later, but I don't know if you want to. I think he was just on the first. He's on the first two Skanga Pickle albums, but then he quit the band and wrote all these songs about how much he hated everyone in the band. So I'm gonna play something off of that. But first, let's play this Vancouver band Speedbore. This track is called Wasting Time.
Just to sit back and wait a minute.
on time. We write the reggae music and we try to do well. If you agree, then please send me and wait to try to tell. Joey once again, banana leaving us inside. Now we concentrate on drinking and being a good guy. We'll be right back.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Yeah, you're still listening to the Scenic Drive. I'm Scott T. Don't forget, you can listen to the podcasts. You can download them here at citr.ca, or you can go to musicaloccupation.com and download a bunch of great podcasts from myself and some other people. There's a really great International Women's Day podcast up right now from Erin from Roots Rock Rebel. Definitely fantastic. Check that out. You can download it right there, musicaloccupation.com. Some great shows coming up. I'll start this weekend. There's some good St. Paddy's things going on for the St. Patrick's Day weekend. There is, at the Fairview Pub, the Brass Action, who played earlier, Bredren, who I saw a few weeks ago, or like a month or so ago, featuring a couple of guys from the Malchicks. By the way, if Bredren's listening, that song I played earlier from Square Roots, I think you guys would really kick ass if you covered that song. I think it's right up your alley. Anyway, that is at the Fairview on Saturday. Yeah, the Brass Action, Bredren, and Semitone Riot. And also, what is else going on? At the Railway Club, it's the St. Paddy's Rockin' Lasses with the Elixirs, T. Riley, Anti-Party, and Adam. It looks like an all-female St. Paddy's shit show. So great. That should be great. Don't forget, the Rio Theater is playing an early show on Friday, as opposed to usually the midnight screening. But this Friday, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is starting at 8 o'clock instead of midnight. So if you're one of those people that just can't stay up past your bedtime, this is a perfect time to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah, I'm so glad they play that on a regular basis. One of the best soundtracks from a movie of all time. I wish I brought my ska version. Yeah, it's a great, that's okay. One of these days I'll bring in my Rocky Horror Picture Show ska album again and play some more of that. What else we got said? Of course, you know that the English Beat are coming on April 5th at Venue. And we had a few of our donators who donated stuff last week who were on the guest list for that. Thanks so much. And thanks, Steve, for coming in last week for our Fun Drive show. And thanks to all you guys that and girls that donated. The Scenic Drive, where our goal was to make $400, and I think the total after all and said was done for the Scenic Drive was $455. So we did it, which means next year we're gonna have to go a little higher. Back to some shows. The specials, of course, are coming on the 29th and 30th at the Commodore Sold Out and at the Vogue Theater on the Saturday, the 30th. And this was just announced on Friday. The Scatolites are coming, and they're going to play the Rickshaw on 4/20. That is Friday, April 20th. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to live@rickshaw.com. For more information or to buy tickets or go to your awesome record stores in Vancouver. I don't know if our CITR gift cards get a discount from record from tickets, but you can buy a record while you're there. Anyway, Scatolites coming back to Vancouver April 20th. So excited. Love those guys. Dance party. We'll be right back. Yes, the Scatolites at the Rickshaw on 420, April 20th. Don't forget to check that out. I almost forgot. Next Tuesday, Chris Murray is back in Vancouver. He's doing some sort of festival up in the mountain, some sort of secret private thing or whatever. But he's going to be in Vancouver for a couple days, and he's going to have a wonderful night of acoustic ska and rock steady in Kitsilano at the Displace Hashery, and that is next week, Tuesday, March 19th. So don't forget that. Put that in your calendar because, I'll be here next week and I'll remind you. But anyway, I almost forgot to mention that. Anyway, this is some Chris Murray off of his, his last album, Yard Sale. On his web Facebook thingy, he mentioned too that at this show he's going to be showing us a bunch of new stuff that he's been writing and recording, and so we'll be able to hear it before it's even released. This is Chris Murray. Everything's going to be no. Which song did I pick? I forgot what I picked. This one. Yeah, everything will be all right. Everything's going to be just fine.
Talking to me, I think everything will be alright. I'll put the dance in your feet, hear your clapping hands. Travel all around with my favorite bands. I guess everything is happening according to plan, and everything will be alright. I try to keep fit, eat right, I'm feeling great. Every day's so sweet, I never sleep in late. You know, I'm the type of guy that you
We listen to so many records. I've smoked so many fags. There's still a bottle of wine in one of them carrier bags. The world is spinning slowly outside in Holloway. The birds have started singing, so can't we just stay? On and off the sofa, the candle's nearly out. A pop star friends have all gone home, or maybe just out and about. And I can feel you dreaming, and I'm dreaming of you. Together slowly drifting into the powder blue, into the powder blue, into the powder blue, into the powder blue. Franklin playing and singing along quite quietly. She knows the whole song, and all the backing vocals in a dreamy kind of way. The birds have started singing, so can't we just stay? Just stay. The world has given up, and there's just me and you. Together slowly drifting into the powder blue, into the powder blue, into the powder blue, into the powder blue.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy,